Next patient is Thomas, Thomas Walker, 11-26-56, today's 11-15. Mr. Walker is a 68-year-old gentleman currently under care of hospice at home with a primary diagnosis of cirrhosis of the liver. Patient also has a history of chronic hepatitis B, hyperkalemia, arthritis of the left knee, coronary artery disease, hypertensive heart disease, atrial fibrillation, status post pacemaker. HIV infection, cryptosporidiosis, cryptosporidiosis, history of prostate cancer, fasciitis with chronic foot pain, left shoulder pain, and DJD. Patient appears quite ill, weak, and debilitated today. He eats very little. He recently was taken off the Flexeril because his blood was low, secondary to his significant weight loss. Patient also has evidence of ascites. He takes morphine for pain on a regular basis. Patient lives in an apartment with a caregiver, has two children, two daughters that he sees one but not the other one very often. Patient states that he's eating less because he just feels full, most likely because of his ascites. He had lost a significant amount of weight initially and continues to lose weight, he states. Patient has a functional limitation due to dyspnea at rest and with minimal exertion. His right MAC is down to 23.5 centimeter. PPS is down to 40%. Patient has had issues with frequent falls. Given his significant change in his condition and worsening symptoms, he remains hospice appropriate. His last weight was recorded at 157, consistent with weight loss. He has not required any paracentesis at this time. Or most recently, instead of the morphine put down, patient is treated with hydrocodone 7.5-325 instead of morphine at this time, with better response, let's put it that way. Let's see if there's anything else to say about him. Given natural progression of his illness, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.